Wandering around the Medina in Fez in Morocco, it's hard not to notice the entrepreneurial spirit of many of the inhabitants. Australian novelist Sandy McCutcheon lives in Fez for 6 months each year and is author of the View from Fez blog, and he has great respect for the determination of the local people.
There is an entrepreneurial spirit here which is born probably out of poverty, but it's so inculcated itself into the psyche of the people that they are incapable of missing an opportunity to improve themselves, to improve their financial position, or improve their family's position. And there are some fascinating examples of people who started off basically selling one object on the street and later got a shop. There's a wonderful story about Tammy's restaurant, which is now quite famous because it's been in various guidebooks and so on. Tammy, when I first met him, was a little Berber guy with one table and two chairs and a kitchen that looked like it was run by the rats and the cockroaches, but he cooked up a storm. And I noticed a lot of Moroccans ate there, and then slowly the expats started eating at Tammy's, and by year two he had two tables and four chairs. Year three he had two tables, six chairs, and he had table napkins and he had tablecloths, and this was like a huge thing. I mean, it's hard when you're sitting in Britain or somewhere like that to imagine the arrival of a tablecloth as being a momentous achievement. But the fact that he was as forward-thinking that he knew if he was going to get foreigners, he'd have to make an effort. So Tammy over the years has increased till he has a third little table, two bigger tables that seat four people each, and then a two table. And slowly he cleaned his kitchen up. This last year, not only tablecloths and chair covers and a variety of them so he could change the look every now and then, he closed his business for about a month and a half, and everyone was aghast. What has happened to Tammy? When he opened it up again, he had had the entire shop lined with beautiful tiles, all cleanable surfaces, new cooking equipment. And I was so dead impressed. When I came back from Australia this time, I actually brought him some cooking utensils and pots and pans and stuff from Australia, good quality stuff, which he was absolutely over the moon at. He now is in the situation where the other night I went there to go to my favourite restaurant, Tammy's. There were 22 people eating at his tables and ones he had purloined in this entrepreneurial spirit. He had just taken them over from nearby restaurants. And there was a queue waiting. Now, in Fez, that does not happen. At any restaurant, there was actually a queue waiting to go to Tammy's. And with all of that entrepreneurial spirit, he has each year looked to do something new. The other night, he had flowers on the table. Now, flowers here are expensive for local people to buy, but it's his investment, it's his nous, it's his seeing what can be done. And bit by bit, or shwir by shwir, as they say in the local Darija, he's making himself into a business that is noticed. Now he's in all the guidebooks. Now he's on the View from Fez. Now people recognise him in the street. And if everything works out, a T-shirt with "I'm Tammy" from Tammy's restaurant should be arriving from Australia any day soon. I've ordered it. And he'll be over the moon about that too.
That all sounds fantastic for him. But what about the other little restaurants around him? Do they not get a bit like, well, how come he's been singled out? How come he's getting all the attention?
The other restaurants around have got more money behind them. They've been longer established. They are in a row, and they have very fine tablecloths. And this year they've gone silver and one's gone blue. And they've got people wearing almost like uniforms. They are a sort of phalanx of restaurants that you can't avoid. And they are able to seat far more people than Tammy at his two or three tables. They've got 8, 10, 12 tables each. They're well established. Tammy is a local identity. They don't begrudge him his 2.5 tables. He gets the overflow from them. They get the overflow from him. There's not a real jealousy there. It's very rare for people to squabble over that sort of territory because Tammy gets his mint tea from one of those places because he doesn't do mint tea. But someone wants a coffee, he goes to the local cafe or sends someone to the local cafe and they produce the coffee. He wants a yogurt drink or he wants ice cream, then he goes to different places. And at the end of the day, there's a reckoning and everyone gets their little cut of the business. It's good for everyone.
That's Sandy McCutcheon, author of the blog The View from Fez. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.